Yesterday, a motion hearing was held in the case involving a Marshall man accused of second-degree murder. According to online court documents on August 2nd, a motion was filed by 55-year-old James Scott Miller's attorney to disqualify Saline County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Thompson due to an undisclosed conflict of interest. During yesterday's hearing, the motion was granted by agreement of both parties. Now, court documents also say due to a bond supervision violation report filed by Carroll County Supervision Services, Thompson had filed a motion to revoke bond for Miller on July 26th. During yesterday's hearing, the court took up conditions of Miller's bond and continued him on current bond with the added conditions of Miller remains on house arrest but is allowed to work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at his place of business. Miller is allowed to travel for appointments with his attorney with prior approval from Carroll County Supervision Services. Miller is ordered to wear a drug patch and will be allowed to travel and obtain within 48 hours from the hearing once approved by the Carroll County Supervision Services, and Miller will be subject to random drug testing upon request of Carroll County Supervision Services. All other conditions remain in effect. Miller posted a $500,000 cash-only bond on January 2nd, but he was arrested for violation of his bond conditions on January 24th. On February 20th, Miller posted an additional $250,000 cash or surety bond. Miller has been charged with a Class A felony for second-degree murder and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action in the shooting death of 31-year-old Joshua Charles Smith of Marshall on December 29th, 2018. Miller pleaded not guilty on March 11th. A case review has been scheduled for 1:15 p.m. on September 9th at Saline County Circuit Court. At 6:30 tonight, the Sheraton County Emergency Management Agency will be conducting a debriefing over the Great Flood of 2019 in the multipurpose room of the Brunswick R2 School District. According to a post on the agency's Facebook page, the purpose of the debriefing is to identify weaknesses that came to light during the flooding event and explore options for improvement. The debriefing is open to the public. However, in order to conduct the exercise as efficiently as possible, the agency will only be allowing each member of the public 2 minutes to address any weaknesses they noted during the event. If you are unable to attend and have a comment for the debriefing, you can send a message to the agency on Facebook or call or text Sheraton County Emergency Management Agency Director Eric McKenzie at 660-973-0353. And you can read more details with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. And the roller coaster ride of being open and closed and open and closed due to flooding continues for a stretch of an area major highway. On Sunday, flood water had receded enough and MoDOT opened the stretch of U.S. Highway 65 between Waverly and Carrollton in Carroll County. However, water has risen again. According to the MoDOT Traveler Information Map, that stretch of the highway has been closed again. And other closures in the KMMO listening area due to flooding include Missouri Highway 23 between Concordia and Knob Noster in Johnson County, Route J south of U.S. Highway 24 and Dalton in Sheraton County, and Route V south off of Highway 179 and south of I-70 in Cooper County. For the most up-to-date information on road closures, you can visit MoDOT's Traveler Information Map at MoDOT.org. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Massive Christian burial for 98-year-old Jim Keck of Sedalia, who died Sunday, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Burial with military honors will follow at Calvary Cemetery. The family will receive friends from 6:30 to 7:30 tonight at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where a rosary will be recited at 7:30. Funeral service for 61-year-old Pam Harlan of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 3 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 2 p.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Visitation for 82-year-old Donald Tweedy of Stett, who died Saturday, will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond. Interment will be held at a later date. Funeral service for 100-year-old May Vernald of Slater, who died August 23rd, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at First Baptist Church in Slater, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Slater City Cemetery. Wyker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.